بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي عبد الله خباب بن اردي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال شكونا الى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسل برده له في ظل الكعبه. In this hadith, instead in the chapter of exercising patience, learning to have patience, and then at the required time to exercise patience and to have sabr. Hazrat Abu Abdullah Khabbab ibn Aratti radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he's one of the Sahabis who went through great tortures at the beginning stages of Islam in Makkah Sharif, like Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sumayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and many other Sahaba who also went through great, great difficulties in the beginning days of Islam. So he says, when the persecutions were at one time very heavy upon us, then shakawna ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of these great persecutions and these great tortures that were taking place. And those tortures, at the most we can read about it, or we hear about it, but what it actually was, we cannot even imagine. The fat of the body, they put them on smoldering coal, and that fat of the body used to put out that fire. What great, great difficulties they went through. So one time when it had become more intense, they complained to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهُوَ مُتَوَسِّدٌ بُرْدَةً لَهُ فِي ظِلِّ الْكَعَبَةِ. And at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out his top garment and made a pillow out of it, and he was resting on it in the shade of the Kaaba. At that time, he explains the condition that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in at that time, and we came and complained about the difficulties that we are going through. فَقُلْنَا, we said, O Allah's Rasul, أَلَا تَسْتَنْثِرُ لَنَا أَلَا تَدْعُو لَنَا, don't you please seek help for us from Allah Ta'ala, please make dua for us. It has gone now far beyond the limit, these tortures, persecutions, and what difficulties we are going through. Faqal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them and told them, قَدْ كَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ يُوْخَذُ الرَّجُلُ فَيُحْفَرُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيُجْعَلُ فِيهَا. In the people, or in the days of before, the people of before, the Bani Israel, etc., there were such instances that a person would be caught just because he's worshipping Allah, believing in the one Allah. A hole will be dug for him where he will be put in that hole, half of his body. And then, فَيُجْعَلُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, he would be put into that hole. ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِالْمِنْشَارِ فَيُوضَعُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ, and then a saw will be brought and it will be put on his head, in the middle of his head, فَيُجْعَلُ نِصْفَيْنِ, and then they would saw him and make him into two halves. In this terrible way, in the days of before, just because a person worshipped Allah Ta'ala, they would torture them in this way. وَيُنْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعَظْمِهِ, and then they would take like forks, and then they would scratch their bodies until they reach the bones of that body. They would keep on torturing in that way, scratching and scratching the body until they reach the bones. مَا يَسُدُّهُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of this did not deter them from their deen. In spite of all their difficulties, they remained firm on their deen. وَهُوَ لَيُتِمَّنَّ اللَّهُ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ حَتَّى يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ مِنْ صَنْعَاءَ إِلَى حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath by Allah Ta'ala that this matter of deen will be completed and it will spread everywhere and peace will remain, so much so that a person will travel from Sana'a, which is in Yemen, to Hadramaut, which is in Saudia presently, and this is a distance of about 400 or 500 kilometers. لا يخاف إلا الله. You will have no fear anything. There will be so peaceful conditions. You will just fear Allah that I must not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. وَالذِّئْ عَلَى غَنَمِهِ. And a wolf on his animals. The wolves who are not responsible for their actions, they might attack his animals. But otherwise, from people, etc., good conditions will prevail. There will be peace everywhere. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but you people are too much in a hurry. Even after that great tortures and difficulties, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are too much in a hurry, you want the results too quick. These difficulties you will have to go through. This was the great difficulties, tortures the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went through. We cannot even imagine it. They were meant for that they had that qualities of Iman, so strong qualities they had. We should at least just a little bit, our nafs desires, a little bit that we follow the commands of Allah, we are regular with our namaz, etc., we live an Islamic lifestyle, these little things at least we can do. We won't be put through such tortures, but at least this little that we can do, we should endure that for the sake of Islam. Not just change, so to say, our deen, even just outwardly, just because of some occasion, some sporting event, something else, and then we are completely different person. Now, we are Muslims, and we should take a lesson from the Sahaba, how much they endured for deen. And we should also try and endure and make sabr. And even on this, Allah will give great, great rewards in the times of today. May Allah give us tawfiq.